Let's go to the senator. Senator, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
Well, you got something else, huh?
Oh, gosh, the rain keeps pouring on Connecticut, doesn't it?
It does, but you know something? But down a little bit, the state actually improved compared to other states in its corporate tax ranking because of a reduction, they say, this year in the corporate tax surcharge from 20% to 10%. Is that true?
Well, that's true, but one has to recognize that that 20% corporate tax was a huge burden and was supposed to go away some years ago. That was a temporary tax for 1 2-year budget problem and deficit, and they kept it in. It should not be 10%. It should be gone.
What do you see, Senator, when you look at Connecticut right now? And I'll be very, very honest. It is, you know, the candidates on your side, this is what they're talking to us about. And it's pretty rapid, and it comes on pretty strong. So there are a lot of people who think that Connecticut is about ready to pass out. One guy said to me, I think Connecticut's going to pass out. Do you think they're going to pass out?
Well, it's not what I think, Brad. It's what I hear. Our job is to listen to people. And boy, are they talking, I will tell you. I have been all over the area here in Fairfield County, and everyone is talking about having one foot out the door.
Yep.
In fact, just this weekend, I heard the same themes over and over. We are terrible in our attitude towards business. We're anti-business. We still, one person wrote me and said, did you know that I owe $1,000? And I'm going to pay it because I can afford it for my business, because you have a business entity tax of $250 just to exist. Just to exist. That's in addition to the corporate taxes. It's in addition to property taxes. It's in addition to the income taxes they pay. And because of that, that $250, he owes $1,000. And guess what? The interest in addition is $200, and the penalty is $500. So you're talking an additional $700. Just because they have to pay just to exist as a business. And this business entity tax makes businesses furious. And remember, GE didn't leave because it didn't have enough people to hire. It left because the Finance Committee passed the unitary tax. And they said, if you pass this, we're leaving. And that's a new tax that will tax a business for any sales they make or do outside of the state of Connecticut. They reach even outside of the state. And we voted against that straight party line, but the Democrats have the advantage in the numbers they have. But guess what, Brad? It's changing. We're tied 18 to 18 in the Senate. And you know, because of that, in this last year, we stopped a cell phone tax, a new one. We stopped a new tax on tires. We stopped a new tax on a second home. And we also stopped the governor from sending a bill to every town and city in Connecticut of $400 million of a cost that was rightfully the state's cost, not the town's cost. And that would have equated to an enormous, huge property tax increase. Because in the same article that you're just reading about our terrible business climate, it talked about how Connecticut ranks 50 out of 50 for its tax burden.
Well, okay. This is where we are at. There's no question. However, I've also heard from very, very good sources that no matter who gets the job, they still have got to dig themselves out of this huge hole. And can you do it by cutting taxes? Can you do it that way?
Well, you have to have a combination, a reduction, or the start at least of a phase out and reduction of a lot of these, you know, business taxes and personal income taxes and estate taxes. You have to make a start, but you have to also reduce the overhead and cost of government. And you look at what various people are saying Who are you going to believe, Brad?
That's
those
right.
That have been solidly supported by the state level, you know, employee unions, or those that are being supported by the business sector that are suffering?
Well, I hear a couple of candidates, and the one that I hear the loudest right now, and I'm out there, I go out a lot, is Bob Stefanowski.
Well, there's no question that he has come up strongly in support of the taxpayers and the business sector. And everywhere I go, no matter who I talk to, men, women, new people to Connecticut, those that have been here the longest at every age group, they all talk about the terrible economy, the terrible job market, the cost and the unaffordability of our state. They are so concerned that their home values are dropping. And they, let me tell you, home values are dropping while the rest of the country is improving. And they drop because if you're trying to sell a house and your tax burden is high, they have to drop what the cost of their home would be, what they're selling it for, to make up for that additional taxes so they can sell their house. I talked to someone this weekend. They were going to New Hampshire. And in fact, New Hampshire is the one state in the Northeast that's actually growing people, growing jobs, because it has no income tax. It has, very low other taxes. And so many are also getting rid of their estate tax, which is a huge disincentive for our seniors to stay.
Well, it is. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. And we had a big forum at the Emanuel Synagogue yesterday that I was at. Very interesting. Oz Griebel, Ned Lamont, and Bob Stefanowski. They were all there, and a big, big crowd. And to listen, and I talked to a lot of people, it is going to be, as far as that meeting yesterday was concerned, if you listened, very, very close when they get to the ballot box.
Well, here's the problem that we have in Connecticut. We have this third-party candidate, Oz Griebel, and they know that there's no chance that they would ever win because they're probably around 4%. But the one thing they can do is to have someone that is wanting to cut taxes, have a bigger and harder challenge. And one has to question, are they really for improving Connecticut or are they just there to be a spoiler? And that's my biggest concern there. It is certainly everyone's prerogative to run for office. But in this case, is it just being a spoiler?
And that's the final word, and I thank you for calling me this morning.
Thank you, Brad.
You bet. Thank you.